I know a lot of people that are winning in life, and so many of them are not happy that I'm like, this isn't it.
Yeah.
And even the ones that are happy, when something bad happens, like they lose a parent, they're wrecked. So I'm like, wait a minute, if this is life, the hell am I worried about anything other than the health and well-being of like my circle, my family, the friends that have become my family. Attention is the number one asset.
How are you, man?
I'm extremely well. If you can't enjoy this setting,
what are you doing?
You got a problem.
Nobody asked that, or if they do, I feel like it's not as genuine anymore. How are you?
It's just a matter of fact thing, yeah.
You know,
I'm good. Honestly, I'm good. On real talk, I'm real good because I keep my life very simple. If my family is healthy, everything else is so secondary. Even my professional career, everything else is secondary.
I feel like it all comes down to quality of life, right?
Yeah, and everybody gets to define it differently. I actually think we're all screwing it up and making it too complicated. Things, stuff, clout.
Yeah.
I think it's scary to me how passionate I am to spit in this mic to everyone who's listening. Like, simplify your stuff. Simplify. Because here's my thing. I know a lot of people that are winning in life. Fame, money, and so many of them are not happy that I'm like, this isn't it.
Yeah.
And even the ones that are happy, when something bad happens, like they lose a parent or something even worse, a child, which is the scariest thing, they're wrecked. So I'm like, wait a minute, if this is life, the hell am I worried about anything other than the health and well-being of like my circle, my family, the friends that have become my family. I'm just detached from the Gary Vee, from the money, from the notoriety. I'm grateful for it. I want to play. It's like a game. Now we're playing pickup basketball.
Yeah.
I'm going to try so hard, but that's how I think about life and business. Like, it's a game. I'm going to try, but I'm going to keep my shit simple.
What'd you say it was if you were a boat?
Of course.
It's so easy to say, you know?
And I think it's so easy to say what you just did, because what you're doing right now is the right question. This is the point of what I'm trying to make. The thousands of people that knew me when I didn't have a dollar in my name until I got to like 35, 36 will tell you, I believed in more back then than I even do now. I know, like, let me ask you a real question. Do you know people that don't have a ton of money that are happy?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I mean, at the same time, they can't buy what they want to buy, so I guess they have to settle.
Honestly, I don't think of it that way. I think you're bringing up the proper context of the culture we live in. But I just do. Because I grew up in such nothing circumstances, the majority of my friends are not wealthy. And I know the ones that are bitter about it, like, fuck this shit, all of that, right?
Blame me.
You know? And I know a lot of friends.
You're fucking this up. He's been here for 1 minute.
No, actually, you know what's so crazy?
Motivation.
Bro, you know what's so funny? He's going to the best part, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Okay, you might get a raise there. Let's see where that goes.
It's super real. Like, it's the question. It's the conversation. The only people that think money is the gateway to happiness are the ones that haven't seen it or lived it at scale.
It's a great point.
It's just the way it is. Like, I didn't know. Look. The reason I'm the way I am is because my mom was so gangster awesome and we had so little growing up. I just was always happy. So I knew by the time I was grown that money wasn't it. I've been happy. I am happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with somebody earlier, actually, and we were talking about how we're both kind of in the process of, you know, trying to renegotiate contracts or the syndication thing. And I was like, it's so funny, though, because prior to the money, I was so happy as well. Like, I didn't think about financial, I don't know, anything.
You mean what Diddy and Biggie tried to tell us a long time ago?
Very true.
More money, more problems. It's much scarier to go backwards than the alternative. The reason people are stressed when they get somewhere is coming down.
You don't want to lose it.
Of course. I have a friend who cries about not sitting courtside at basketball games anymore because he can't afford it. So he sits third row and he cries about it because he tasted it. And so now he's fucked up.
That's crazy.
Damn. I'm just telling you real talk.
You posted a video and I thought it was so important. It kind of ties into everything. You're talking to 20 and 30 year olds saying slow down and stop. You know, you can touch on it more, but I just thought it was so important.
I don't know why people at 27 think that they should just be millionaires already.
They don't want to live like in their 60s when they are millionaires. That means they want to live now.
then make $1 million. Like, my point is, like, cool, I understand, but having that mindset of trying to go frantic and cut corners is why you're not gonna have it.
Yeah, you gotta put the action steps.
I get it. That's spoken like someone who doesn't know what 60 feels like too, though. How old are you?
I look 60.
No, you don't. You don't.
Graze,
you don't.
44.
Good.
Fours.
I'm 48. Okay? That I figured you were in my range. Ready? Could you have ever imagined being this age and feeling this young?
You feel young?
Oh, young. God.
I do not feel young.
Why?
So, I got three young kids, man. They're keeping me up.
So they're going to sleep.
Me out. I worry about it, like you said.
Of course.
The only thing I care about is the health of my children, so that's a constant underlying fear and worry.
Makes sense.
Keep me out.
Makes sense. That's because the media has scared parents. We used to go outside and play. Now you don't even let them do, like, it's about what you look at. Life is perspective. What you're looking for is what you're going to find. It's never been safer for kids in America, in the history of America.
Doesn't feel that way.
Doesn't mean the data supports it. We buy what we're looking for. It has never been safer for a child in this country, yet modern parenting is scared of their shadow.
Yes, we are.
So this is the game for me. This is the game, and I'll tell you where to get the real wisdom from. Forget me. Go spend time with 70, 80, 90-year-olds that are not your grandparents. We put youth on a pedestal. Everyone's trying to be younger, right? All that stuff. We need to get back to the old school and put the elders on a pedestal.
Why do you think people don't? I mean, it's really weird when you put it like that. It's a great point. Why do you think that people don't take the wisdom from elders?
We become selfish in a way that has never been real. We've become very insular. We've become less family-oriented. We've become less neighbor-oriented. We've become me, 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 me. Everything is that, and that is a popular culture thing, and that's cool.
I mean, you could die alone. So that's why it's always me, me.
Yeah, but then you're dead. When you're alive, it's we. You die alone.
So we depressed?
No, I'm speaking real. I'm speaking facts. When you die, you have no idea what the fuck's going on. You're dead. That's a statement. This is back to what I believe has happened the last 40, 50 years. Negativity has been very successful at brainwashing us. You die alone. Break that down for me. You'll die, and you then know nothing else.
What?
Every moment up to that is life. And life is this. It's a people. That's how I see it. By the way, I ain't trying to convince nobody. I'm not sure I'm right. I'm right for me. I know that I am happy, and I know that most of the people that I observe that play it similar to me tend to look happier, regardless of income level. I think it's more, we need to love people more. There's a lot to this. I know we're running out of time, but if this sparked any thought in people's mind, keep digging to it. Look for optimism, because if you're looking for negativity, it's out there. But if you're looking for positivity, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's there too.
Close it out, man. Meet me in the middle. We got to talk to
you. Oh, you're nice.
You got to.
I got a kid's book coming out. I think back to what we just talked about. Everything we just talked about, I think the world's gone too red and too blue. The answer's purple.
Yeah.
Find that middle. Purple.
That's why Stephen A's walking around in that suit.
Probably.
Answer.
I love you guys.